This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 54 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we have a very special treat. This week, we are going to be talking about, or this episode, we're going to be talking about a little film from 2008 called Death Race, starring Jason Statham, continuing in our Jason Statham month. It's gone on a little bit longer than a month, but it's Jason Statham month. And this was voted on by people on Instagram. So you guys picked it. And now we're going to review it. Alex, had you ever seen this movie before this review?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Yeah. So this is a first time watch for neither of us. So I'm very excited. I've been very excited to talk about this since like 2 weeks ago when I watched it. So I can't wait. Of course, before we even get into the review, if you are listening to us on the go, whether it be on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever it is, make sure you subscribe, set up your downloads to auto download. That way you get the new episodes when they drop every week. And you can listen to us review movies. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Leave a comment down below. Do you like Death Race? Let us know what your scores are and if you're a fan of this film. Okay, before we get into it, we got to get into some box office numbers and some Rotten Tomatoes. So I guess the box office. Now, I remember seeing this movie, and I don't remember if the theater was full or not. So I'm just going to throw a shot in the dark here. This made a bunch of sequels that all came out on video. So it's like, it kind of is a franchise. I'm going to say this feels very much like a $40 million box office haul. That's just what it feels like to me. I don't know if that's right. I had a feeling of $40 million US.
All right, so here we go. Box office number for Death Race from 2008 is, Nate Wright, domestic, $36,316,032. Oh. International, $39,698,303. Worldwide for $76,014,335 on a budget of $45 million.
Okay. Moderate success. Yeah, moderate success. Well, this is why there's like three or four more that came out on Blu-ray after this, because it obviously made enough. I bet on home video it did well. Yeah. I just get the feeling that people bought it at home. All right. So I wasn't too far off, $4 million, but this is the part where Alex is going to tell you what Rotten Tomatoes gave it. Now, he was very close last episode. Let's see if he gets close. I need the critics score and then the audience score.
The critics, I will say a 46.
Okay.
The audience, I'll say a 63.
Okay. You're pretty close on both, but right on neither, but very close on both. So the audience or the critic score on this is a massive and incredible 42%.
What did I say?
Rotten Tomatoes. You said 45 or 44 or 45, something like that. Yeah, 46. Yeah. Well, I said you're 4% off. Not bad. I was 4 million off. You were 4% off. We were very close. And then the audience score was a 60%. So again, you're a few percentages away.
Yeah.
But very close. So a 42 and a 60 is obviously people like regular people like this better than these film, these snobby film critics did. But it doesn't matter because we are going to tell you if it's worth a watch. Now, we have a couple of categories we're going to go over here. We're going to be going over lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, and overall score. Alex, you are going to lead us off with our lead character played by Jason Statham, Frankenstein. Well, that's his racing name. I just love that his name is Frankenstein. Please take it away.
All right. For the fourth time, this guy plays the same character in every movie. And it continues. The guy looks the same. Like, dude, he's bald. He has the same 3 to 6 shadow.
That 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, 5 o'clock shadow, British accent, and that's it. Like, there's nothing new. Anyway, all joking aside, I enjoyed him. He was really good. He was super young in this one. He was young. Pretty much his character was really, he was a racer. Like, he was a race car driver, but he knows how to fight, which I was like, okay, which was weird. I was like, all right. But that was pretty much for the character. Like, that's all he did. Yeah. He was a race car driver that knew how to fight. Like, I was like, what the hell? Like, that was his background. He had a family. Well, that's more storyline. But, yeah, in terms of the like, character, I gave him a 4.5. I mean, okay. Yeah. He was a good race car driver that knows how to fight. So what you got, Nate?
This review is already going exactly how I hoped it would go. If we were going to make a poster quote, he was a race car driver that knew how to fight. That is a perfect tagline for this movie. Yeah, you're right. He is a former race car driver who becomes a construction worker.
Yeah.
Who knows how to fight. Oh. Right? Why? I don't know. I give it to the fact that this is set in a world where it's very, people got to be harder in this world that they set up in this movie. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be sometime in the future. The economy's collapsed, I guess. Everything's bad. He makes like $150 for 97 hours of construction worker, whatever it was. He gets pissed off. He's like, this is $150. I work 55 hours. She's like, go away. And then he learns how to fight. So I gave him a 3. Now, don't get me wrong. I like him. I like Jason Statham in this movie. But you're right. He's a race car guy who learned how to fight and has a family. That's all he is. And that's all he does. And it's whatever. You know, I'm not knocking him. He's fine. But that's the thing. So you're right. I gave him a 3. Mm. All right. Now, main villain. So a interesting choice here. A female villain in a movie, this is a macho man movie. You know what I mean? Let's call it what it is. This movie is a macho man movie. And they have Joan Allen, who's a great actress, by the way, playing the main villain in this. She's like deliciously evil. You know what I mean? She's the kind of bad who, there's one point where she's like walking by the prison and one of the prisoners is like, oh, like he's like in love with her pretty much. Right. I could see that. You know what I mean? Like, she's a powerful, strong woman, but then she's absolutely ruthless when she has to be. She's evil. She doesn't care about this guy. She doesn't care about any of these guys. She doesn't care about their families. She essentially cheats to make sure that no, you can't win this. You know what I mean? I thought she was ruthless. I actually liked her quite a bit as a villain. Now, sure, she doesn't fight or anything. That goes in this regard, it goes against my normal scoring. But just because she was so bad and she's very menacing, she has like her henchmen. She has a lot of power and authority within this world. I gave her a 4. I liked her. I liked watching her on screen. Every time she was there, I was like, okay, Joan Allen's here. I like her. So I gave her a 4.
Yeah, you know what? That warden, she played a warden in the prison. And you're right. She was really good. And you know what? I always liked her from the Bourne movies. And that's where I started to like her character. Well, her as an actress. And
yeah.
Rewatching, I totally forgot she was in this movie. So I was just like, holy crap. And she was really good. Like, one thing about this movie, it had a lot of good B actors, you know?
Yeah, it had really good cast. So just real quick, you have Statham in the lead, right? And then you have Tyrese. Those guys they're famous, but they're not. But you have Ian McShane, Joan Allen, Jason Clarke. Like, those are actors who are, like, in some prestigious things. So you're right. They're, like, they're really good.
Yeah, so with that, I agree with you. I gave it a 4. She was really good, and when she needed to do something, she did it. Like, I like that. So, I gave it a 4.
All right. Awesome. So now, action scenes.
Oh, this had a lot of action. I mean, there's nothing you can say. This damn thing had action. It had action, and I loved it. I love this action. I don't care. It could be cheesy, but I loved it. I was there with a bowl catching all that cheese whiz coming out of my TV because I loved it. I was soaking it up. I loved the whole metal, what is it called? Twisted metal feel to this game. They had to drive over stuff to turn on shields, turn on guns. They didn't give a crap. They were just shooting everything. I loved it. I loved the whole car scene. I don't know why. I thought it was cool. I love the female navigators. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought the pits were pretty cool. If you go to someone else's pit, they could beat the crap out of you. I like that. It was awesome. I gave this a whopping 5 because it is it's a great action. And I love car chase scenes. And this is like right up my alley.
Look, I'm glad you said this. And I'm glad everyone voted for this movie, because this movie, and we're going to get to it later, is tremendously stupid. But guess what? This is like, I like the Twisted Metal reference. I always thought it was like Mario Kart rated R. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they got to drive over power-ups and stuff. Yeah. What is that? How does that technology work? They never explain it. They just, you have to say, if all four tires touch this thing, you unlock this ability. Great. They got like oil slicks and gas and machine guns. And you know what I love? There's like some CG, but it's a lot of just cars driving. It's a lot of practical, you know, car crashes, stuff driving, things exploding. I love practical in action scenes. I love when it's not all CG. You do it where you have to. Like when that guy gets hit by a car and his whole head explodes, you got to do CG. And I absolutely loved it. I said, blow that guy's head up. I love when they show the replay and they just keep showing the car coming. Boom, it's like he just explodes. It's great. I agree with you. The only knock I would have is the way some of it was filmed is like super edited. So like a million cuts in some of the action scenes. You know what I mean? That's Paul W.S. Anderson, by the way, who directed this. He is, depending on where you fall, he's a really crap filmmaker, or you have a good time with his movies. He directed a bunch of the Resident Evil movies. He directed this. He did that new Monster Hunter movie. He did the original Mortal Kombat. Like, I fall in the line of he makes campy, fun movies, in my opinion. Are they great? Nah, but they're usually fun. This is another one. I agree with you with the action. I actually gave it a 5. I was surprised. I was like, why? I'm having such a good time watching this madness. And it's shot mostly well. You could, coherent. Yeah. There's a little too shaky sometimes, but mostly the Dreadnought is awesome. That huge, like, monster.
Yeah,
Mad
that
truck.
Was awesome.
They're like, what are they building in here? And then a freaking big semi truck comes out and just starts killing everything. Loved it. Loved it. 5. I like the action in this movie, so whatever. Okay, story. So now we're gonna come back to Earth here. This story is, it's kind of stupid. So you have the, they give you the little beginning part with like the text, like the world is in shambles and the prison systems are now run by corporations and they do a death race. They get, you're telling me like millions of people pay $100 to download this video where it's kind of stupid. And there's no characters in this movie. There's just people. You know what I mean? Like, there's no real characters. They're literally just people with names. I love Statham. Tyrese is kind of funny how he always has to like get rid of his navigator because they always die or he kicks them out. That's kind of funny. You know, they have goofy names. Everyone has goofy names like Machine Gun Joe and Frankenstein and stuff like that. I gave it a 3. I don't think it's like a, it's not, it's an okay idea, but maybe it was just the delivery of it. I don't know. It's kind of stupid, but I also had a good time. So I put it right in the middle. I gave it a 3.
You know, I had a good time with the movie, but man, this storyline, no bueno, man. It's not a good story. I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2. I'm not going to lie. I would have gave it a good, but it's honestly, it's a decent. Like,
sure.
Like, I was just like, I mean, and again, I love the movie. I'm not going to lie to you. I love the movie. I think this is a really good movie for what it was. I thought they did a great job with it. But the storyline is not good. Like, this shit is not believable, yeah. Man. They killed his wife, and then they framed him, and then all of a sudden, miraculously, he ends up in a prison where they have racing cars. They have to win one race.
The guy with the little fingers, like, he gives himself away. Like, he does his go-to pose, and then later in the prison, he does it again. Like, who does these? Who has these things where they always do it? Like, they always go like this. Like, give me a break.
And then he had
you're
the
right,
tracking.
Stupid.
So, I mean, yeah. I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2.
Let's get out of here. Let's get out of this section before I lower it. 2 is fine. Okay. Very good. Now, last but not least, overall.
Overall, I gave it a 4. I think overall, it's a fun story. If you get, you know, you don't have to love the storyline to enjoy this movie for what it was. And that's exactly what I did. I did not care for the story. I did not care that he needed to win one more for the race. I love the damn race. That's exactly why I watched this movie. The movie was entertaining. It was a popcorn flick. I loved every freaking minute Jason Statham was behind that wheel of the car. I thought it was pretty cool when they dropped the tombstone and they were hitting everybody with it.
Oh yeah,
I loved it. Awesome. Yeah, that was just pretty cool. So I gave it a 4.
Hey, you know what? I'm right there with you. This is a movie that I saw this at the theater. I was 21 years old. I ate this crap up. I was like, Death Race is so good. You know, because before I fully developed a taste in movies, right? It's like, I love this movie. It's awesome. Then I bought it. Then I haven't watched it in years. And then I watched it again, and I was like, man, I still like this movie. It's got fast cars, machine guns, booby traps, hot chicks, hot guys. If you're into that sort of thing, you know, you gotta cross the board. You got Jason Statham. He's a good looking man. I love Jason Statham. He's great. You got Natalie Martinez. She's a great looking woman. I love that. You get deaths, blood, car racing, macho, wacho action, lots of loud rock music. What is this? A popcorn B. It's a B movie. It is a old school B movie. I know it's a remake of a Roger Corman movie, and Roger Corman made only B movies. So it makes sense that this is a more, higher budgeted B movie. That's all it is. And it delivers. If you go in expecting anything more, you will be disappointed. If you go in looking for some Mario Kart where people die, this is your movie. I gave it a 4 as well. I gave it a 4. All right. So total points. What do you got?
Total points. I got a 19.5 for this movie. I got a 4.5, 4, 5, 2, and a 4. So yeah, that's what I gave it.
Nice. I'm close. I got a 19 out of 25. Look, I like Death Race. I literally don't care who knows it. I will put this on with a friend. This is a good movie to watch with friends. If you have the kind of friends who like kind of mindless action movies, it's short, right? It's only like an hour and 40 minutes. It's not 3 hours long for no reason. It's kind of stupid, but it's the fun kind of stupid. You know, there's two kinds of stupid when you have movies. There's the stupid that's like, this is so dumb, I can't even watch this. Mm-hmm. And then there's the stupid that's like, this is a lot of fun. And this is that one. Eat some snacks, you get some nachos, you know, you drink some soda, and you throw them back in your mouth and you watch people blow up. So who doesn't love Death Race? It's a lot of fun. I don't know. If you don't like it, sorry. I don't know. I like it a lot. Oh, we both liked it. So that is Death Race. Now, that leaves us with one more Statham movie. So next week, we will be reviewing The Matrix Reloaded. And then our final in the Jason Statham, as voted on by you, the listeners, will be Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. So again, if you want to follow us on our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Levels of Geeks, you can follow us on our social media account, Twitter, Twitch, Twitter, Levels of Geeks, no Facebook, no TikTok. But of course, all other platforms is Levels of Geeks. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Levels of Geeks. And then, of course, our podcast, right? Action Movie Guys podcast. Please subscribe to listen to more great content. Until then, that's your host,
Nate.
I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.